I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This is VPR News. Well, if the New Hampshire primary needed to be Bernie Sanders' coming-out party, then his hosts threw him quite the bash on Tuesday. As we've been hearing, the Vermont senator trounced his Democratic rival Hillary Clinton in the nation's first presidential primary. And as VPR's Annie Russell and Peter Hirschfeld report, Sanders and his supporters hope his victory in the Granite State will elevate his stature on the national stage.
The Concord High School gymnasium is generally the home of the Crimson Tide, and the maroon banners hanging from the white cinder block walls here pay tribute to past sporting glories. On Tuesday night, though, the house belonged to Bernie Sanders. Hundreds of his fans cheered from retractable wooden bleachers, and on an elevated stage where the basketball court otherwise would have been, the Vermont senator thanked supporters for a 20-point victory over Hillary Clinton.
We have sent the message that will echo from Wall Street to Washington, from Maine to California.
And Sanders is hoping voters continue to come out in large numbers, particularly young voters. A few miles down the road, Hillary Clinton gave her concession speech to a crowd of supporters and volunteers that took a few minutes to warm up after news of her defeat broke. She acknowledged that many young voters didn't cast their ballots in her favor.
I know I have some work to do, particularly with young people, but I will repeat again what I have said before. Even if they are not supporting me now, I support them.
Despite her defeat, Clinton did have the support of members of one New Hampshire voting group, Latino voters. Ava Castillo is an election volunteer in Manchester. At the Beach Street School and Community Center, she was helping Spanish-speaking voters navigate the election process. She says the voters she helped Tuesday leaned toward Hillary Clinton.
The people that I've spoken to are mainly, with a couple of exceptions, they're voting for Hillary because the campaign really had done a wonderful job reaching out to the Latino community from way back.
Castillo says the Latino community in Manchester has also heard from the Bernie Sanders campaign, but only recently, whereas she says the Clinton campaign made contact earlier. And Castillo says that outreach is very important to Latino voters.
Well, you know, the candidates on both sides of the aisle, they cannot pretend that Latinos are going to vote at the last minute for somebody that they've never heard of and that has not taken the time to get involved with them.
She says the number one issue with the voters she's working with is immigration. And she says the voters she's talked with are most worried about a potential Donald Trump presidency, the Republican victor in the New Hampshire primary. And these are some of the voters that Clinton will be counting on in states where people of color make up larger proportions of the electorate.
At the high school gym in Concord, Joe Shields basked in the glow of a victory he says shouldn't have caught so many by surprise. Shields grew up in Brooklyn, New York, not far away from Sanders' childhood home.
So Bernie and me came from the same hood. And Bernie is saying a lot of things that need to be said.
Shields says the win serves notice to the establishment politicians and the mainstream media.
That you don't pick who the president of the United States is and smugly sit on TV and condescendingly tell us that he doesn't have a chance and he's not a serious candidate and marginalize him, and now you're all eating crow.
And if Bernie Sanders does turn out to be the Democratic nominee in 2016, even the most diehard Clinton supporters might get on board.
Sanford Leavenworth lives in Bedford, New Hampshire. But Tuesday, he was driving around Manchester hauling a trailer with a larger-than-life Hillary Clinton logo splashed across each side. He says he's been a longtime supporter of Clinton's. But if Sanders is the nominee, his trailer is in for a makeover.
I'll revamp that thing to say Bernie Sanders on it. No question at all. I've been knocking doors for the last 4 months, every weekend, multiple shifts every day for Hillary. And if he ends up with the nomination, I will do it all over again, all through the fall.
And as Sanders made clear Tuesday, he's ready to welcome Clinton supporters if they decide to cross over and join him. For VPR News, I'm Annie Russell.
And I'm Peter Hirschfeld in New Hampshire.